Welcome to Today's Child.
I couldn't believe it. My heart was beating so.
That's Emily Ramsdell, our host on Today's Child.
You can almost hear the children calling out today, can't you? Help! Children coming from broken homes and sad situations. Children who aren't allowed to be children anymore. Children who are having to deal with a lot of adult issues, which their little bodies and minds were not created to handle. Many of these kids live right in our neighborhoods, and they go to our schools. June 11, 2001, God sovereignly moved, and the Supreme Court of our nation ruled that if another non-school group meets after school, then Bible clubs can also meet on our elementary school campuses. What a victory! Once the Supreme Court ruled, CEF in Syracuse began to work with one of the school districts to start a Good News Club at our first school. It took 1 year for it to happen. We met with opposition, but we prayed. We met with school officials who said, "You can't do this," but we prayed. We met with school district personnel who said, "Uh-uh," but they didn't know the wonder-working power of our God. And what they said, "No way," and "uh-uh," turned to, "Oh yes, we're doing it God's way." Let me tell you this special story just to share with you God's mighty power and faithfulness during that time. During that first year, we had a number of meetings with school officials and the school lawyer. Then it came down to our final meeting with the school officials. Now, unbeknown to me, the school lawyer that we had been working with resigned. The school district brought in another lawyer from Albany. As we were introduced to the new lawyer, I thought it would be only right to explain to this lawyer about the Good News Clubs that we wanted to have in the elementary schools. But before I had the opportunity to do that, the lawyer, in a very kind way, interrupted me and said he knew all about the Good News Clubs because he was the lawyer that opposed the Good News Clubs at the Supreme Court hearing. I couldn't believe it. My heart was beating so. When the school district personnel questioned him about whether we could give out Bibles at the club, teach about Jesus, and even give an invitation for a child to receive Christ, the lawyer responded, "Yes, that is what the Supreme Court decision was all about." I could not believe all that was happening. Here was the lawyer who opposed what we were doing at the Supreme Court hearing, and now he is legally defending us. Truly, I was witnessing our mighty God at work. It is no vain thing to put your trust in God. Now, there's more to the story. Listen to this. After the meeting, this lawyer then turned to me and shared with me that in all his years as a lawyer, the highlight of his career was to be able to present a legal case before the Supreme Court of our nation, even though he lost his case. He went on to say that over the years, he has dealt with many other lawyers in court. But I want you to know this. The lawyer that represented Child Evangelism Fellowship and the Bible clubs and schools was a man of sterling character and integrity. There was no mudslinging or underhanded maneuvers. Everything the CEF lawyer and his team did was done in such a high-quality professional manner. And then he added, "This had such a profound effect upon me and our legal team." Wow! The lawyer's words took my breath away. I mean, what a godly impact that CEF lawyer and his team had on those in the courtroom that day. Now, all this happened back in 2001, yet I still remember that day, the day I truly saw God at work, working it out so that we can have Bible clubs in our elementary public schools. And as I remember that day, I shall never forget the words of that lawyer. Those words still are a challenge to me, and really a challenge to all of us as believers, that no matter who we are or where God has placed us, we represent Christ to this unbelieving world. I shall not forget the lessons I learned that day. This is Emily Ramsdell with Child Evangelism Fellowship. Thank you for listening to Today's Child.